The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1 week ago, we overwhelmingly won a battle. Donald Trump is president. The Senate is now overwhelmingly Republican, and we kept a majority in the House against all odds. But wait, one thing that I just said in there is actually not true. Donald Trump, he's in fact not president. Donald Trump will be president, and thank goodness for that. But Joe Biden is actually president right now, and Joe Biden still has about 60 days left to screw our country up even worse than he already has. CNN never fails to find the silliest leftists out there, and this one wants Joe Biden in his last 60 days to make Kamala Harris president. Take a look.
Joe Biden's been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill, being a transitional figure. He could resign the presidency in the next 30 days. Make Kamala Harris the president of the United States.
Whoa.
It would absolve her from being able to, from having to oversee the January 6th transition, right, of her own defeat. And it would make sure that it would dominate the news at a point where Democrats have to learn drama and transparency and doing things that the public want to see is the time. This is the moment for us to change the entire perspective of how Democrats
operate. This has now jumped from an internet meme to a Sunday morning show.
Jamal's out here writing a season of House of Cards.
I thought you were going to say, what about the Supreme Court? That's also out there.
Well, the Supreme Court might happen. I don't know if it will, but I think this is something that's in Joe Biden's control. And if he did it, it would fulfill his last promise. It would give Kamala Harris the chance to be the 47th president of the United States of America. Uh-huh. It would disrupt all of Donald Trump's paraphernalia, right? You have to rebrand everything. But she would, and it would make it easier for the next woman who runs for president to not have to worry about all the historical, you know, weight of being the first. Oh.
Can you believe he's serious? Scott Jennings, you can see he's actually, and we'll talk more about him later, he is actually laughing at him on the panel, which he should be. He should be openly mocked for that idea for a couple reasons. Here is what I cannot believe about what that guy is saying. This should be so insulting to people on the left. It should particularly be, I'm just saying logically, I don't really believe in being offended in general, but it should be offensive logically to women who maybe have political ambitions, or especially colored women who have political ambitions. And the reason why I say that, again, I don't believe this, but according to their ideology, they should. And the reason why I say that is because it is the ultimate DEI hire. Ultimate. I mean, see, it does not get more than this. You thought that when Biden made Kamala Harris the vice president, that that was the ultimate DEI hire. And we all thought that. But no, no, no. Nothing would be bigger than Kamala Harris being made president with zero votes, only because she's a woman. No one elects her, but someone puts her in. And I don't think liberals who are saying this have thought this all the way through, because essentially what they're saying, in other words, but really this is what they're saying. They're saying, and he really said it there, the only way a woman could be president is if a straight white man put her there. That's what they said. Those are not my words, guys. That I don't believe that. I think a perfectly capable woman could easily be president any day. In fact, we had Nikki Haley, who had great support in Republicans. Not my favorite candidate, but just I'm just saying, Republicans have put women out there before, and they just haven't won primaries. But I think that there's some great, you know, women leadership in there. I think a lot of Republicans are a fan of Tulsi Gabbard right now. I don't know if I would want her to be a president, but I think if she were to run in a primary, I think she'd do well. That's all I'm saying. But in their words, they're saying that the only reason to break the mold, we need a white dude to put someone in there. The American people can't be trusted with that. They put, by the way, in the last 10 years, they put two of the worst women in American history, the two worst women that America really has to offer, as their nominees, and they think that American sexism is the problem. They're not realizing we don't have a sexism problem, guys. We have a Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton problem. I don't know how this is so hard to understand. Like, they put the worst women up there. Again, Tulsi Gabbard, she was a Democrat. You put her up there, she might have had a good shot against Trump. Frankly, she's well-spoken. She's got a pretty good record, a fairly moderate record when she was a congresswoman in Hawaii. She was a veteran. I mean, that speaks to a lot of people. Would I have voted for her over Trump? No, I wouldn't have. But it has nothing to do with her being a woman. And if you were to say, hey, Josh, the choice is between Tulsi Gabbard and Kamala Harris, I'd be like, Tulsi Gabbard, hands down. And it would have nothing to do with her gender. It wouldn't be, they're both women, so I don't like either of them. No. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It's just policy, guys. The problem is that they put the two least likable women in history up and then called it sexism. But let's get to the practicality of what this guy is saying, because that's really funny and really important as well. It's not just being floated that Joe Biden should step down and make Kamala Harris president. They are also talking about Sotomayor, who is a woman. She is a Supreme Court justice. She's getting older. She's a liberal. She's one of the three liberal judges out there. They're worried about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, problem where she gets too old, she dies, and then Trump is president and puts in the next Supreme Court justice. They're worried about that. So they're pressuring her to retire, and people are floating that Biden should replace her with Kamala Harris, which that's crazy. Put aside for a second how unqualified Kamala Harris is for a second, because that alone is just insane. So put that aside for a second. The practicality of it for either making Kamala Harris president or Supreme Court justice, it's not there. And the reason why is because Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris. He hates her. Just think for a second, and this guy obviously didn't think it through. You think Biden is going to give up his last 2 months in power for his whole life? This guy, my parents were born in 1973. Joe Biden became a senator, I believe, in 1973. I think that's when he won his first election. You could fact check me on that. In any case, I think it's in the 70s. So for the whole life of not me, my parents, this guy has been a major leader in American politics. And now it's over. It's not going to keep happening. I mean, this is it for him. He's probably going to pass away in the next few years. God rest his soul. But this is it. He's got the last 60 days of his power. And you think that he is going to give that up to the girl who cooed him? I mean, really, that's what happened. Obama forced Joe Biden to make Kamala Harris his VP. He never wanted her to begin with. She literally called him a racist on stage in 2020 in front of all of America, in front of all Democrats. She called him a racist. Obama then forces Biden to make her his VP. Then she coups him for the nomination. And you think that he's going to give up his last 60 days to her? No chance. No chance. Kamala Harris is not going to be president. She shouldn't be president. Do I think, like, in this world of American politics that at this point is essentially reality TV, that it'd be hilarious? It would be funny. And what that guy says about it screwing up Donald Trump's, like, 47th president gear and, you know, all the merch, that's funny. That's really, really funny. Do I kind of want it to happen? Almost a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. That would be hilarious, but it's not going to happen. Biden, the guy who has the power, does not want it to. He doesn't want it to go down that way. He's got 60 days left of power. He wants his legacy intact. It's not. It's in shambles. But you would make it worse by making Kamala Harris secede you. You're essentially saying, yes, I was too old the whole time, and I can't even make it two more months. Again, it's not because Democrats don't want it. I think Democrats might want it. It's because Biden will not allow it. Or his handlers, maybe. It could be Biden's handlers. I think Jill Biden doesn't want it. But either way, it's not going to happen. I want to talk to you guys about a partner of the show that I have been getting overwhelmingly positive feedback about, and I'm talking about Caliber. When it comes to protection in the bedroom, men, you are not settling for your best. One size fits all does not, in fact, actually fit all, and it does not inspire confidence. It does not create a good experience at all. And it may not be offering you the protection that you want, which is, of course, why you bought it in the first place. With Caliber, however, that is not the case. None of those three things that I just said are the case, because you have six sizes to choose from, and they make it easy to start with a Find Your Size sampler. For a limited time for my viewers, I've talked about it in the past that there was a $25 gift card. It is now a $50 gift card for my viewers with a first-time purchase. And again, it's a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. I would say that for something so important like this, for men's sexual fitness, something this important, you may want to splurge a little bit. Like, yeah, like let's spend a little bit more money for it, right? With Caliber, you get the great product and you get the great price. You don't have to splurge for a great product now with Caliber. Again, it's 5 times tested for maximum comfort. There are literally thousands of customers who are improving their sexual fitness with Caliber. Simply go to the link in my description and get that Find Your Size sampler today. Scott Jennings from CNN is back at it again. They were talking about predictions that they had for Donald Trump's presidency. And of course, leftist media went on and on about all the awful things that were going to happen. And then Scott Jennings stepped in and gave him this bombshell.
There are 7 Americans right now in dungeons in Gaza. If Hamas does not have them walking and talking on American soil before Donald Trump is president, they will have hell to pay. And I'm looking for that to happen the next 7
Amen.
Days.
Here, a couple things. Number one, if I was over in Tehran and I had just hacked and tried to assassinate Donald Trump and now he's fixing to take over the United States military again, I'd probably be a little worried. On the domestic front, there's a political science term for what Republicans did this week. It's called a country butt-whooping. And they have a mandate to govern. And one thing I want to see them do is get a handle on the bureaucracy. They're meeting at the Pentagon right now about possibly thwarting Donald Trump. You've got a rogue FEMA employee out here. We're not going to give aid to people with Donald Trump signs. The bureaucracy works for the people. The people elect the leaders. And I want to see Donald Trump follow through on this idea of taming the federal bureaucracy.
That kind of rhetoric used at the beginning of that clip, if our hostages, and this wasn't Scott Jennings that said this, by the way, this was the other panelist, I forget his name, but he was based as well. If our hostages, this is what he said, are walking and talking on American soil by next week, then you're safe. And if not, you're going to have hell to pay. That kind of rhetoric right there is what creates world peace with a dominant America. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we elected Donald Trump. For someone incredibly political like me, and maybe you're political as well, this is why we elected him. But even for those who are not political, who are just everyday Americans, and they just want their dollar to go a little further, they want their kids to be safe, they don't want there to be World War III, this is the reason why they elected Donald Trump. Again, from the person that's the most knowledgeable about politics to the least knowledgeable, it's clear that this is the kind of foreign policy person that Donald Trump is, and it's awesome. We need a bully in the White House when we're up against people like Xi Jinping and Putin and Hamas, and I think Donald Trump will do it. It's the reason why I vote. It's one of the biggest reasons I voted for him. And I think it's one of the most specific things, because people are talking about kind of this mandate that Americans have given to Donald Trump. I think that's true. I think this is one of the most specific parts of that mandate that Americans are not just asking, but again, demanding from Donald Trump. Now, in terms of what Scott Jennings is actually saying, on the second half, the bureaucrats are freaking out right now. I mean, he talked about foreign policy, but then he talked about the bureaucracy. They're freaking out right now. You've got Donald Trump whipping out these amazing cabinet positions like every single day, every day. Right? And this is like how, I mean, I said Halloween. It's like Christmas right now. It's not Halloween. It's like Christmas. Every day we're waking up and we're hearing, oh, Kristi Noem we're replacing Mayorkas as the Homeland Security, as the head of Homeland Security with Kristi Noem. Sign me up for that. Like, holy cow. Well, you're saying we're going to get rid of Antony Blinken, who is the current Secretary of State. You might not even know his name, but because he's such a disaster. We're going to replace him with Marco Rubio. It's Christmas Day, and it's going to keep happening probably for the next few weeks. We're going to hear people like Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, RFK Jr. that we haven't even heard about get their official assignments. And it's awesome, and the bureaucrats are freaking out right now. And the beauty of all of it is that we have a Republican Senate majority that's quite big. So they can actually approve these Senate, or excuse me, these cabinet positions, because the Senate does indeed have to approve in a majority of who sits on these important positions. Now, if there was a Democrat in charge of the Senate, if it was 52 to 48 for the Democrats, then we'd be in trouble, because then what would happen is essentially there'd be a negotiation between Donald Trump and the Democrats, and we'd get these kind of uniparty bureaucrats like we did, frankly, in 2016. But this time, it's just not happening. It's very different. And by the way, there are some very this is really good news. There are some less establishment Democrats right now who are very happy about this as well. It's not just Republicans. John Fetterman actually tweeted today that he was happy about Marco Rubio and how he was likely going to be Secretary of State. And he said that he would vote for him. And me and John Fetterman have plenty of disagreements. But the fact that even he is willing to say that a lot of these people that Donald Trump are putting in are fantastic decisions, I think that's a really great sign for the unity that America has been craving so much, and that a lot of the surrogates for Donald Trump have been talking about. J.D. Vance, Vivek Ramaswamy, these people have, and you know, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., they're talking about this unity in America, and I think we're seeing it with a lot of these cabinet positions that Donald Trump are picking. So it's going to be really exciting to see all of the changes from Donald Trump and how he's going to completely change our government over the next 4 years.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind. Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.